Welcome to episode 524 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Christ set the ultimate example of service and sacrifice when he condescended to us and submitted to death on our behalf. Likewise, we are called to humbly serve others. The Apostle Paul writes in Galatians 6, verse 2, "Carry each other's burdens, and so you will fulfill the law of Christ." Paul is giving instructions to the Galatian Christians about how to live with each other as Spirit-powered people in Christ. In the previous verse, he tells them that when one is caught by sin, others should step in to help restore that person to walking by the Spirit again. Now he tells them, and by extension all Christians, to help carry each other's burdens. Notice what this means. Being in Christ does not mean we won't have burdens to carry in this earthly life. We will. One of these burdens is the weightiness of our temptation to give in to sin, and the heaviness of trying to get out of it. Paul wants us to share that burden and not battle sin and temptation on our own. Sometimes we go through seasons where those burdens are too much for us to haul around. Such burdens might include relationship issues, financial problems, illness, indecision, or emotional difficulties. God's Spirit certainly gives us the power to deal with these issues. But another way God intends to provide for those in Christ is by giving us the ability to help each other, to lean on others. Christians are meant to help each other with the loads we carry when they become overwhelming. How does helping to carry each other's loads fulfill the law of Christ? Paul earlier quotes Jesus in saying that the entire law is fulfilled in one word, love. Love is the law of Christ. When we are in Christ, no one needs to do anything alone. We help our brothers and sisters get through life's big and small obstacles, and they do the same for us. Today, let's explore 11 more texts that speak to how we ought to fulfill the law of Christ in our relationships. Hebrews 13, verse 16. "Don't forget to do good and to share what you have, because God is pleased with these kinds of sacrifices." One of the ways we can demonstrate our love for the Lord is to be compassionate and caring towards those we encounter here on earth. Even small gestures can mean a great deal. Note, the author of Hebrews challenges us to share what we have. Someone once said, "Be willing to share your blessings. The only riches that last are the ones that are given away." What have you given away today? John 15, verse 12. "This is my commandment, love each other as I have loved you." Note the connection between love and the law of Christ and this notion that Jesus is giving a commandment. Jesus loves us in an extraordinary, incredible way. It's up to you and to me to take the love we receive from him and find ways to bring that love and goodwill into our various communities. How can you share the love of Jesus with others in tangible ways today? Matthew 5, verse 42. "Give to those who ask, and don't refuse those who wish to borrow from you." It isn't always easy to be charitable. Sometimes you'd rather keep your money, your time, or your energy to yourself. This verse is a gentle reminder to remain open-hearted, even when it can be difficult. When people ask you for something, give it to them. When they want to borrow money, lend it to them. Do so cheerfully. Do so with no strings attached. Do so without judgment. What are you holding onto that you need encouragement to give away? Proverbs 19, verse 17. "Those who are gracious to the poor lend to the Lord, and the Lord will fully repay them." In many ways, the mere act of being charitable is its own reward. But as this verse notes, being compassionate to people who are less fortunate is also something that God will reward. How can you be gracious and generous to the poor today? Romans 12, verse 13. "Contribute to the needs of God's people and welcome strangers into your home." This short and sweet verse doesn't need much explaining. God wants you to take the blessings you have received and share them with others who you encounter, especially those who are in need. The holidays are coming up. where can you find strangers to welcome into your home this season? Matthew 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before people so they can see the good things you do and praise your Father who is in heaven. Sometimes helping others is as simple as living an honest and faithful life. By living thoughtfully and honoring God with your words and actions, you can inspire someone to help themselves by doing the same. How can you do a better job of honoring God when you're engaging in acts of service? Proverbs 3, verse 27. Don't withhold good from someone who deserves it when it is in your power to do so. When you do have the ability and the opportunity to help someone, it's important that you do so. You can't solve all the world's problems, but you can be a positive force in the lives you encounter. How can you be proactive in looking for people to help? How can you make a difference in your corner of the world today? Philippians 2, verse 4. Instead of each person watching out for their own good, watch out for what is better for others. Indeed, it is okay to consider what is best for you and your family. But you should also keep in mind what will be most beneficial for your friends, family members, co-workers, and community. Trust that others are looking out for your interests as well. How can you make a difference in your neighborhood this holiday season? How can you help others to come to an understanding and an appreciation for the need to serve the common good? Matthew 25, verse 44 to 45. Then they will reply, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and didn't do anything to help you? Then he will answer, I assure you that when you haven't done it for one of the least of these, you haven't done it for me. This verse is a stark reminder that God is everywhere. Sometimes it can be hard to sense his presence in environments you're not used to or when you encounter a stranger in need. Keep your heart open and share his love with the world. It's the right thing to do. Think about ways you can look for God in others today. Luke 3, verses 10 to 11. The crowds asked him, what then should we do? He answered, whoever has two shirts must share with the one who has none, and whoever has food must do the same. When life gives you extra blessings, whether it's food, clothing, money, or something else, the right thing to do is to share those blessings however you can. Let Jesus guide you and show you how you can share with others. James 2 verses 14 to 17. My brothers and sisters, what good is it if people say they have faith but do nothing to show it? Claiming to have faith can't save anyone, can I? Can it? Imagine a brother or sister who is naked and never has enough food to eat. What if one of you said, go in peace, stay warm, have a nice meal? What good is it if you don't actually give them what their body needs? In the same way, faith is dead when it doesn't result in faithful activity. Good intentions only go so far. Words matter only to a point. To truly help others, you have to take action in some way. Similarly, you have to be active in your faith in order for it to be truly meaningful. There we have it, 12 passages of Scripture that remind us that we need to fulfill the law of Christ. Father, fill us with your love so that we may be blessings in the lives of others. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.